You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com. Let me
run with you. Back here on a Wednesday, the 6th of February. Good morning. If you're like us, most people, you are inundated with what to watch and what to consume as far as entertainment is concerned. And not only, unlike the old days where you might see an advertisement for a particular show, you're getting push notifications and everything else. Netflix has a new show called Sex Education, and it is a British comedy drama web television series as described on the Wiki. And we are welcoming Dr. Michelle Bengston with us, who is a neuropsychologist. Content on Netflix, Doctor, is, as mentioned, you know, The Punisher, which is, you know, very violent, or even sort of Orange is the New Black, aimed at adults. This series seems a little different in that it's aimed at adults and teenagers.
Yeah, you're right. And it's interesting. I think that the part of the reason they're doing that is because they have caught on to the fact that about 50% of our teens use media as their primary source of sex education. So they're using this show to appeal to teens' predisposition to sensation-seeking behaviors. But that has a whole lot of ramifications that may not be what we as parents want our kids exposed to.
Okay, now I think you touched on something key there to me, and maybe I'm a little old-fashioned, but I think sort of parents have sort of advocated this responsibility over the years, right? I mean, just because you have access to 9 million platforms to watch the entertainment, a parent's job is still to sort of monitor that.
Absolutely. And really, parents should be watching what their kids are watching, and not just watching that, but also then having a follow-up discussion about the themes and the content that they saw. Because part of the problem is that our teens' brains aren't developed yet. And so they don't have those problem-solving skills. So we as parents need to be working through potential problems with what we see in their programming. But you're right. A lot of parents say, you know, we've got all sorts of devices. So kids are watching things on their phone, on their tablet, as well as on the computer and TV. It really requires we as parents to be diligent.
Yeah, and I guess we also have more control. You know, with all of the platforms comes more control as far as the technology is concerned. You can shut certain programming down and limit a person's access to it. But is this something new? This British comedy, I get that there's nudity and there's extended sex scenes and graphic descriptions and all of that. But if I go back to the 1980s, Doctor, you know, there were a lot of movies aimed at us as teenagers with all of the exact same stuff.
Yeah, you're right. But I think now, because it's coming through the venue that it's coming through rather than our cable TV, there's even less stringent restrictions in terms of what they can put on there. And, you know, the part of the problem is with all the different angles and shots and multiple scenes and shoot, if something goes wrong, you know, they can reshoot the scene. It really gives our teens this romanticized picture and sets them up for this false perception of what it's really like to have sex. And then they're not really addressing the difficult issues. What about sexually transmitted diseases? What are you going to do if you find out that a pregnancy results? So they're, you know, they're trying to make light of it because it appeals to our kids, but they're not seeing it all the way through to what really happens in real life.
Okay, so if you had every parent sitting down with you right now, just individually, what's the best advice you would give them?
I would say, first of all, don't let your kids have access to the technology unless you're going to be there and watch with them. And then second of all, limit how much they're watching. You know, a recent study came out and said that our kids that have more than an hour of screen time a day are predisposed to depression. So our parents need to recognize that and be alert to the signs and then have follow-up conversations a week later. Say, you know what, I was really thinking about that show that we watched, and I started wondering what you would say if a friend came to you with a similar situation. Problem solve with them so that they're learning from what they're viewing.
Yeah, but the problem is parents are averaging about 8 hours of screen time a day themselves. And so they're...
Well, yes, that's true. We need to be modeling appropriate behaviors. So the onus is on us, first of all, to be responsible. And then second of all, to model that responsible behavior.
All right, Dr. Bengston, we really appreciate it. Thank you very much and have a great day. Dr. Michelle Bengston.